Blog Talk Radio.
DGIF, welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. We're here live at 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. Wow, there's so much things going on in the world. I'm just sitting around looking at this gloomy day, but you know what? We're still alive, so we must be grateful for that. Like I said, at 399 Huguenot Street at Yamaha. We have great sales here. If you guys come on down, I know the season's ending. And, I know people hate to hear that, but it's true. It is ending. So to all of you bikers out there, you know, I just want to say, just stay up, man. And those of you who went down this year and lived to tell it, I just want to wish you the best and say that, you know, I want the best view of healing. I want to give a special shout out on the show today to Soup Sneed. His aunt is really not well, battling the big cancer, and I just want to ask you all just to pray for her. So welcome to the show again. And here at the studio, we have AJ the poet on, and actually AJ has a show that's coming up with Snuff. From Jump Productions, and it will be on Power 100 HFM Radio. I'm tuning in to my first caller, but we just
AJ, want to say hello to everyone.
Hold on, guys.
All right, guys. I think I cured the problem. Anyway, 646-577, you're on. Hello, welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show.
Oh, I'm on?
Yes, you are. What's up, Chops?
I thought you knew my number by heart.
Yeah. I haven't been on the board in a while, so you know how it is. You know? Well, welcome. Chops Degree to all my listeners. Chops is a living legend. She is the last of the New Breed MC and out of Mount Vernon.
The oldest person in the circuit.
That's right. The oldest person in the circuit. There you go. She claimed that one. What's going on, Chops?
Oh, nothing. I saw your topic earlier.
Okay.
Now,
what do you think?
For my feedback, right? Now, times has changed.
Mm-hmm. So and we're actually talking about the topic of, which topic is it? Is it the topic of trusting, the non-trust in the NC world of what's going on and people recording people's conversation?
Yes.
Is that the one you want to talk about? Okay, sure.
Yes. Yeah, but like I said, time has changed, okay? We can't go back to the old ways. You know, we got to keep up with the times. Now, the clubs, you know, that's out here now, I don't know what in the heck is going on.
All right. You're absolutely correct. Because back in those days, Chops, it was never like this. It was never the fuckery, the buffoonery has never, ever. That's back in the day. And I don't mean no disrespect to some men, but that back in the day when we had MC, it was real men that were in MC.
Unity
they were really
and brotherhood.
Brotherood.
Unity and brotherood.
And these days, you know, they try to blame it on, oh, it's the females in the club. But the men have become the females in the club. And again, if I'm not, I hope I don't offend someone, because if it doesn't, don't let it fly, please. But we have our 917. Oh, actually, this is my co-host on the line. Vixen, you're on?
I am. I'm here.
Hi,
everybody. Hi, Chops. How are you?
All right, and you?
Welcome to Power 100. How are you?
So,
when are we
going to
see each other?
Chops.
Can she hear us, Hunter?
Huh?
I don't think so. Chops, listen, because
yes,
we don't have a lot of time, but listen, Vixen, Chops is calling in because Chops wanted to speak about the topic of people recording other people's conversations. So she's seen all the topics we had, and that's the topic that she wanted to speak about.
All right. Well, let her speak her piece, too.
Well, you know how I feel about that. But
let's hear it. She wants to know how you feel about it, Dixon. Chop wants to know.
Well, Chop, personally, I just think if it's done, especially in the MC world, it's what we all call. Give me one second.
Okay. We're just going to put her on hold for a second. We're going to go to another caller. 215 area code. Miss Pat?
Hello, everybody. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Miss Pat. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm great. I wanted to, I'm glad you're calling in. You know, we have a special surprise guest today at like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then, you know, we're pressing on some topics today. And the topic that Chop really likes is the one of tape recording conversations, of members tape recording each other's conversations. And we have a few topics that to touch on, but that's the one she wanted to speak about. So what do you think about that, Ms. Pat?
Okay, well, recording somebody on the telephone while you're talking to another party?
What about church and the clubhouse? I mean, just in general, like just recording someone.
Anywhere,
but even on the phone. Like, there's a law.
Without
I want to tell you guys.
They don't know. Anywhere.
Well, I know one of the Fifth Amendments is in the law that recording someone without knowing that they're being recorded is a federal offense.
Yes, it is.
You can go to jail for that. But you know, they got so much stuff going on now with technology where the police department there is also wearing cameras, record. So you got to be careful what you say. But in this world today, you can't trust nobody on a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you like this. I talk to everybody, in-laws, outlaws, independent, and I know, and I tell them this, the ones that know that they may say something that they think somebody else is hearing, I always tell them, listen, when I call you, because I'm calling you because there's a problem, and I tell you, give me a call back so I know, and you'll know that there's no one else on this line, because we're talking some serious stuff, and I'm talking about when I call an outlaw, I tell them, your call you call me right back. So you know for yourself that there's no one else on that line but me and you. And I assure people that. And nowadays, that's what you're going to have to do is have someone else. Like, I'm being real, y'all. I mean, I hear things, I know things, and when I hear something that ain't right, I don't have no problem calling a dominant president or someone that's in the outlaw world. And I tell them, they got my number. They already know, Miss Pat, know what you want to talk to me about. I said, do me a favor, call me back so you know there's no one else on that line but me and you. Now, if they on your line, that's fine. Because I'm going to tell you like this, me personally, I ain't afraid to say what I said to you on the phone or in your face. I'll tell you like it is. If you don't like it, you don't like it. And I can say it again to anybody else. Well, Miss Pat, anything Miss Pat say, I can say it again because I'm not afraid of no one. I pray to my God I can stand up to any man. And I tell people like this, you know, just do what's right. But calling somebody and then taping a conversation and then passing it on to somebody else, y'all know that ain't right.
Well,
all you're doing is starting some chaos.
Well, you know,
you
want
to go to
that, you're absolutely
people,
correct.
You know what? I'm going to say this, right? If you want drama, go to Murray's show at 9 o'clock key, whatever channel you want, ABC. That's where drama is. If that's what you want, that's what you get. Stop this drama in this MC world. You know, I'm getting sick of it. I just got a phone call that's hurting my heart. And the only reason why I'm on the show today, Hunter, I try to come every Friday, but I just got some disturbing news from out of New Jersey. You know, and it just tearing my heart apart. I don't know if any of y'all know DJ Champ.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and I just got a phone call. It's tearing me up. I haven't even got on Facebook. I'm doing Facebook no more. They tell me that he got killed last night.
He got killed last night.
DJ Champ was actually a friend of Nez, a very good friend of Nez.
Very good friend of Nez.
Yes, I want to say we say a prayer out for DJ Champ. I have to keep it real as a person, you know, a believer of God. I have to pray for him immensely. DJ Champ was, I cannot speak of his character. I knew him, but all I can say is that I will pray for him. And now that he is with God, that him and Nez can really watch over him, because that's what she used to do when she was with him, is watch over him. First, I would like to say, Ms. Pat, and I welcome you and all of you on this show, and we will touch up topic today that some like and some may like. First, I would like to say, as Hunter, the host of the Hunter and Friend Show, I do not consent to anyone tape recording my show without my permission. And I say that to poke fun of you because this happened to me in my old club. And this person that tape recorded me went to a founder about it. And a founder listened to him. And you know when they said, Ms. Pat, and this is the God's honest truth, this happened to me. I can put it out there, okay? When the head is rotten, the body's rotten, and the body will fall. But you know what the problem is? We got grown-ass men acting as months. Months means, and if you could define that, you're my 15th caller. I will give you $20 if you could tell me what a month is today before the end of the show. And I am appalled at you men that you're acting like women. MC used to stand for Men's Club, but you cannot alienate women that you will bully them out of your club to become a men's club, because it's not a men's club anymore. It becomes a girls' club. Because when you sit there gossiping and doing dirt for one another, doing dirt for your sister that was in your club, you now become a bitch. And you're not looked at as a man. And I say this because I've been in the MC for 20-something years. And I wanted to stop. I love my brothers, those of you who call yourself my brothers. But y'all better walk with God. Don't get on these tools and think that you're untouchable. Because God will call your number. And I'm not God, but I'm telling you because I try to know God. And I want y'all to stop this. Go ahead, Ms. Pat. I'm sorry. And we're going to put AJ on. AJ, you're on, AJ.
Hey, you hear me? Hi, everybody.
No, you're still echoing, so you got to go a little further. All right. Miss Pat, you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, give me your opinion, please, because I have to calm down. I just get up so upset because I don't like to see people harm people. I like to see people get together and just be harmonious and love one another. Am I right, Miss Pat?
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? Let me tell you this, right? We sit around here, we laugh and we talk and we joke. Y'all got to excuse my background noise. I'm picking up my phone.
Okay.
You know, like life is too doggone short. And it's like really angry me to see and hear how people are today. We need to stop. We're acting like, I'm saying we, and you know, because I am part. But I try to make a difference to show the positive, not the negative. You know, it actually got to stop. It just tears my heart up to hear and to see Facebook be taken, but Facebook has been taken from something that was supposed to be positive, not as negative. Where did the love go to? Where did the love go to?
It's so much distrust in the NC that it. You're right. Where did the love go?
You know, the funny part about everything, too, is, you know, Hannah, you're my girl. You know that. I mean, if I'm wrong, you tell me. You know, if I'm right, you say, Pat, that's a good thing. But, you know, you got people today will go around and tell somebody else about your wrong and to come to you to tell you about your wrong. And keep confusion going on. The way this stuff can stop is we go to these people, to that person, and God said, show them love. Everybody's trying to do a mistake. It's nobody's perfect. But everybody, well, I'm going to talk about you so I can put you down so I can go up. If I got to put you down so I can go up, I don't need to go up. I need to stay right where I'm at to God elevate me in the position where he wants me to be. See, this man stuff is going to get outrageous. You taking somebody
it
on
really
the phone
has.
And you calling somebody, telling somebody. You know, that really some childish stuff there. It's childish.
Now,
but I'm
going to
tell you what you're doing is, all you're doing is setting yourself up because you know what? That's a civil suitcase.
Exactly.
That's like taking somebody's copyright and stuff and writing it over. That's the same thing. That's an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people need to get right. They need to get right, man.
Exactly.
And start doing
things
right. And these clubs, the clubs are breaking up because of one land with somebody else's girl and, you know, this and that, money being taken, money being passed around. Come on, we out here for fun. They done took the fun out of everything. People should start having fun. Don't pay no money to come to the party. Just come.
No, you're absolutely correct.
You know what?
Ms. Pat?
Check this out. I'm going to say this and be quiet, Hannah. I remember years ago, I've been in the community almost 46 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've been in the community actually since I was in Pampers, really. But let me say this, though. I remember when parties was free, right? Parties was actually free. Then they started the dollar party in people's basements. From the dollar party to a $5 party at a banquet hall. From $5 to $25. From $25 to $55. That's not going to stop. You ain't getting nothing from it, and you go to a party, you don't even drop. All you do is stand on the wall. You post on the internet. You know, talk with people. Find out who's there to have friends, be friends with later. I don't know. Let me be quiet.
No, it's okay, Miss Pat. I want to ask someone a question. What do you feel about clubs that tolerate this kind of behavior? Recording members and, I mean, members, shirt, phone, whatever. I mean, what do you feel about that? I mean, what do you feel, anybody? Vixen, you still on?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I have 917, let's see, 913.
That's me.
That's you. And then I have Chops. and then and AJ's on. So what do you, how do you feel about that, Miss Pat? What do you think about clubs that, that allow this kind of behavior of people recording one another and then they use it to take someone's color and to mistreat one another? You know, this is against protocol, because this is what I want to talk about.
I'm not going to use it. Are you, you talking to me?
Yes, Ms. Pat. Because protocol, and this is, am I correct? That's really against NC protocol. And if you know your protocol, you would never, ever do things like that. You would never, whether that person is guilty or innocent. Because what happens is, if someone in a club is recording someone, that club should strip the person who's recording. And if it's not anything pertaining to the club, then that person who recorded it should be stripped of his color. If it's
it
the
shouldn't
person,
have been allowed, them, period.
Exactly. If there's someone who's recording, the person who, or a member who's recording another member, but talking about another member, but talking about the club, they both have to go. Am
well,
I
you know what,
or?
Personally, if that had happened to me, somebody, I'm in a club, and I was recorded saying something how I felt, which was true, but wasn't warm enough to say it, to me, the person who's recording should be suspended. And if I was that person that's being recorded, I'll say forget that club, because you know what? They really ain't got my back for the simple reason that person who did it should not be in that club. That's some slimy stuff. That's some slimy stuff. That's some broke stuff, I'll put it that way.
Especially being recorded when it's not related to NC.
It's strictly personal.
Well, if it's not pertaining to NC, the proper protocol, that club should start looking at that person now. Like, hey, how, damn, how do we trust you now? Because
right.
since you're recording him, then now how do we look at you? And this goes back to protocol. But if we have bylaws in the NC, if you don't go according to your bylaws and your club doesn't, that club is not to be looked at as a club that's going to be respected, because they're not going by protocol. Everybody goes by protocol. And even if it's not in your bylaws, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, but I would like to touch, you know, I'm sorry, what are you saying? You know, I would like to touch on that. Another thing, another topic I want to touch on, and I don't really want to go on that too much, but we will, if someone wants to come back and touch on it, we will, and that is subliminal messaging and using Facebook, because sometimes I'll put things up on my Facebook and people will assume that it's personal, and it's not personal. It could be just my observation, and then people will get upset about it and say, listen, well, why did you write that? And I'm like, I wasn't talking to you, but their guilt is just there. So, you know, I wanted to talk about that, too. These are some of the topics that I got from Sucker Free, except the one about, you know, that we touched on about tape recording. They did not provide that. Actually, I really wanted to discuss that because that did happen to me. And the way I handled that was I told them all to kiss my ass, and I walked out and I left.
Oh, my.
Because nobody's going to disrespect me. No one's going to disrespect me. Not at all. And if a club tolerates that, and if my old club tolerated, then, you know, that person, they can kiss my ass. I'm not with that. I'm Hunter. I don't play that. So anyway.
And she's always on the hunt.
She said I'm always on the hunt.
She's always on the hunt, aren't you, sis?
Yeah.
That's why she's
That's
Hunter.
Why I got the name. And you know something?
That's
I don't want anybody
Hunter.
To feel attacked while I'm speaking about this subject. I really don't. I just want you to. I'm not God, but I think it's polite to repay
you got
your
sin.
What
you, say.
You do something wrong, admit that you do it, report that you did it, and you got and it makes good with people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
can
you
I
know
say
what?
One thing?
A real woman and a real man, really, it don't matter to me if you record me, but it's not right. Because like I said, whatever I say to you on the phone, I can say it to you in your face and somebody else in their face, too. You
can
know,
I
one
say
thing
one
about
thing?
Me is two things for sure. I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to come to you and talk about you. I'm not going to talk to somebody else about you. I'm going to go come to you. And that's what that will stop a lot of the team say, she say, bull crap. If people just get real with each other. But first of all, you got to be real with yourself.
Exactly. Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Next month is my birthday, right? I want to get a lot of girls together for a girls' night out for my day. Who's down?
It depends on where you're at, because I'm in Baltimore. Y'all come to Baltimore for the holidays.
I didn't know you that far.
You know, this is the stuff that ladies, us in the community should start doing. Right now, it's starting to get cold. I don't mean no harm. I don't know too many women that ride in the cold. So what you do is get together and say, hey, we're going to go to Baltimore. We're going to spend the weekend at the harbor. All we need is one room. I'm get you a room. I'm going to sleep for $103. Y'all come on down.
No, I said I'm staying right in the harbor. I don't have the. I don't. I can't afford the car fare.
You can't do what?
Can't afford the car fare.
Hey, listen, check this out. Never say what you can't afford. If you serve a God, you're a rich person. God will make a way for you to get what you want. You get a bunch of girls together. Everybody pay $20. You got 24 a passenger van that fit at least 15 people. Everybody pay $20. Come on down for a weekend.
Honey, I'm on disability. I'm going to buy with the clothes that they give me.
What I'm saying, you get a bunch of women together, you guys can do that.
Exactly, you can. I got another guest on the phone, AJ. You've been listening.
Hey.
AJ's here at Yamaha, but we keep getting feedback, so she has to go all the way on the other side of the building. AJ, you've been weighing in on some of my subjects. I don't know which one you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about why there is no trust in the MC world? Do you want to talk about why women being bullied in the MC? Or do you want to talk about subliminal messages on Facebook? Which one do you, or you want to, whatever
I
one
I can
you want
do both. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes,
I can.
Both.
I want to touch on the trust factor. According to the law, it's not against the law to report someone. However, you must let that person know that you're recording. And see, the thing is, that's where the trust comes in. Because if you're sitting in a college classroom or a high school classroom and you're recording the professor, that's acceptable, okay, unless the professor tells you, I do not allow recording in my classroom. But see, we're not talking about that. We're talking about trust again. You know, recording someone that doesn't know that you're recording them. All right, your intentions are that you're trying to catch them in a lie or catch them doing something or catch them saying something. So it's not just trust in the MC world or any world. If you're sitting in church and you're recording someone, that's wrong. If you're sitting in someone's house and recording them, that's wrong if you do not tell them. So, yes, there's a lot of mistrust all over the world. And I think that we should also use our common sense, because I learned as a child that if someone wronged you, chances are they're going to do it again, okay? We have to understand that people have their own agenda when they're trying to get things across. And if they're recording you dishonestly, then you don't trust them and you don't let them have a second chance. Now, that's my view, you know, about recording folks.
Right.
Because I wouldn't do it. Now,
can you guys
recorded your show. I'll come out and say I recorded the show.
That
would never play it. Someone else
or
here. You know, if I'm trying to get you in trouble, that's
it's
wrong.
Not me, sis.
Okay.
Hello,
whoever,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah. So what are you saying? What are you saying again? You said it's what trying to get you in trouble, AJ?
Okay. If you're recording someone and you have not told them that you are recording them, then what's your intention? You obviously are trying to get something on them, get them to tell a lie, get them to say something about somebody else, get them to do some gossip. I mean, we all gossip. We all talk to our best friends about people. We do that all the time. But when you push play on the recorder, then you are being dishonest. You're lying. And you're
especially
saying,
when
okay,
you've done it more than once.
More than once. And if you trust that same person, because if they did it to somebody else, they're going to do it to you. So we got to use our common sense. And that's all
there's
I have
no
to say.
There's no common sense in the world anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to Facebook. That brings up Facebook.
I'm
write stuff every day.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Hunter. Our special guest is coming on.
Okay.
Okay. Give me one moment. We have a special surprise guest, everyone, that's coming on the Hunter and Friends show.
You want him
I
to
just
introduce
want to welcome.
Himself?
I sure will. Okay, hold on one second. I sure will. Okay, you're on, my surprise guest, and welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. And I just want to let you guys know, we don't really, I really didn't know who the surprise guest is. So, surprise guest, introduce yourself.
Well, hello, everyone out there. My name is Fox. I'm down in the...
Wait, we can't hear. Who is it?
Hold on.
Who is this?
Fox. This is Fox down in Atlanta, former member of Wild Ace MC.
Hi, Fox. How are you? And welcome to the Hunter and Friend Show.
Hi, Fox.
Thank you. Thank you for the welcome. Hello, ladies.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
Everyone else out there. Thank you.
Now, after, I want to, guys, we've had our chance to talk, and I kind of, again, we welcome you. Fox, formerly of Wild Aces. You know, we have several subjects today, and I thank you for taking time to come on the show, and it's nice to meet you. One of the subjects we have, and I want to touch on, is protocol and the protocol of the MC. And under that protocol, do you know your protocol, is one of the topics. Why a woman being bullied in the MC, and is that part of protocol? No, it's not. Where is the trust in the MC world? We have people who are tape recording conversations of other members, and we have clubs that are tolerating it. I've actually been through the same thing where I had to tell them to kiss my ass, you know, because I didn't take that from the past, from that founder of that club, and I'm not going. If that person was a stand-up person, he would have dismissed them, and I'm not afraid to put it out there because that did happen. And they used, excuse my language, they used the bitch to do it. And that's exactly what I call it. So you tell me which one you want to talk about.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, we talked about protocol. And if you're on the MC set, I think that should be something before you even get on the set you understand. Because if you don't, that can probably get you into a fix. But I don't really want to touch on the protocol because if you are an MC, you should know it. That's just basic and bottom line.
If you're a real
MC. You don't know. If you're an MC, exactly, if you got MC on your vest, you should know protocol. It doesn't matter what set you're on, you should know. So all sets are different, but still in all, you should gauge, gather what protocol is. So that comes with wearing the vest. I mean, that's you don't teach that. You teach it to a certain degree, but you live it as you move on. And then that's just something that grows with you. You get better as it goes. But I really wanted to touch on them to this recording situation thing. Now,
thank you.
I don't have much time. I'm gonna try to give you guys the
I'm
best
not a guy.
Viewpoint. Well, ladies
right.
and gentlemen, excuse me. I'm sorry, guys and girls. I'm gonna try.
We would like to let him speak. I was telling Shop, you guys, let him speak because everybody had their turn, but we would really want to hear what he has to say because this is very important. And how many years have you been in the MC, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, wow. Well, it's been 12 years actually on the set, but I've been around the MC community for probably about 25, 30 years. But here's the thing.
Okay.
As far as the recording thing, you know, I think that cancels out what brotherhood is all about to me. You know, when you're bringing in recording devices and going to and from different club members, maybe clubhouses or even in or around as a club members from different clubs, you know, that will definitely bottom line your brother, which will completely destroy any type of trust when it comes to, you know, interaction with each other. I think that it shouldn't be done, period. I think you should take that out of the whole realm. The brotherhood is based on me going to another member or another different club member and saying, hey, XYZ, 1, 2, 3, let's fix this situation. Let's do whatever it is we need to do because, you know, come sunset, you know, we all grown men and women, and let's act like it. Recording devices are for governments. We're no government. We're an organization. So I don't believe in the use of them, period. That's just my take on it. I'm willing to debate the issue with anybody who feels that it's necessary to use around, and again, around the set, around other motorcycle clubs, around your own. It should not be used. period.
Yes.
That's just
they're
my
absolutely
take on
correct.
It.
So if you have a situation like that in your club per se, how would you deal with it?
Well, if I was ever recorded and found out, because again, you know, me personally, you know, I don't sugarcoat things. I say whatever it is that's on my mind. If it offends you, I will apologize, but I'm not taking it back because that's the way I feel. We can talk about it. We can make come to a happy medium. But if we don't, it is what it is. But bottom line, I'm not going to disrespect you in any way because we couldn't agree. And I hopefully on your end, you wouldn't do the same to me. Now, however, in that situation with me, if it were to happen to me, I would go directly to the source and say what I needed to say to that person doing the recording or those involved, all of them, either individually or collectively. That's just the way I'm built. I'm not going to sit up there and let's have a board and let's think this is the best way to do it and why should we and what, and who, and all of that other stuff. Because, again, you're doing what government does. You're guessing. You're trying to figure something out. You're trying to get something. You know, you don't have what's the best thing? Heart to heart, man to man, woman to woman, woman to man, however y'all want to put it, man. That's the way the set has been dealt with to you. Now, why are we going to try and just try to take it differently with recordings and he said, she said, which is definitely concerning me when it comes to men? That's bitch ass. But again,
that's what I'm talking
about. That's just my view. I'm not disrespecting nobody on the set. I mean, if you have done this before or you haven't done it before, I mean, you know, it is what it is. If you ask anybody who's really been out there hard-pressed on the set, they'll tell you the same. So if I've offended anybody, again, I apologize. If you want me to sit around and have a discussion about it at some other time, being some relativity to the reasons why you did the recording, then you can go ahead and say that. I mean, if it's life-threatening, I could see that being a reason. Somebody being, you're going to die for some odd reason, and you know, there's some, but again, that's government. That's putting it to an area to where police or these people are involved. If you're brother to brother, as I said, on the set, the brotherhood, you don't need no recordings. My word should speak for itself, and I should carry whatever it is that you need instead of me being recorded. So that's just my view on it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that holds weight. That holds a lot of weight.
Exactly. Well, I want to also ask you a question. Okay, and I thank you for that. That was a great open and honest question, honest answer that you've spoken about. Now, from what I've seen in MC, and I have someone texting me now, a female telling me, I've gotten a lot of, since we put up the topic, a lot of females complaining how they're getting bullied out their club. And feel that a lot of MC, which used to stand for Men's Club, a lot of men are trying to bring that back. And I share my opinion on this, Fox, and that is that can never happen. Even though they're trying, if they're trying to make that happen, where they're bullying women out of clubs and stuff, women make up a lot in these clubs, and we do. There are issues because some men can't keep their penises in their pants and they want to sleep with their member or you know, all kinds of sorts of drama. And then men will say, oh, it's because of the woman. That's why we got so much drama. That is not true. I have found personally that there are men that speak more than women. And we call it what? The bitch assness that will gossip before a woman would gossip, carry news before a woman would gossip. And I feel that bullying is a form of domestic violence. So what do you think about that?
Well, I'll say this. And as far as the disappearance or disappearing of women in the MC set, and I don't agree with it. I just want to say that I think there are females, just as good. In fact, there's one down here that she'll eat up a dude. I mean, she ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Had a baby and everything. So it's a little thing. It's a little different. But as far as the gender thing, I don't think it should matter to us. I mean, you know, Wild Aces still is, as far as I'm concerned, and I believe is a co-ed club. So there are female things. However, I think the strain comes down from other places to where they want to get back into the MC. And it could be more than one reason. I think... if I had to gauge it, and again, don't quote me on anything, but if I had to gauge the reasons why, you know, men are stipulating that women are drama. Well, let's just put it to you like this, as simply as I can, and as to be as honest as I can. There's drama filled on both sides, men and women. And that's just bottom line it right there. Now, it comes to be that the blame is going towards the women because they are women, which is unfair. I get that. Again, going back to the brotherhood part, to where you're supposed to sit down with your sister and say, hey, you know, we've been getting some things about this, that, and the third about you on the set. And I'm just talking about the women first because that's the pressing issue here. So what we want to do is figure out how to fix this or how to fix that so we don't have to run into this type of situation again or elsewhere. And whatever we gain from this, as far as we work this knowledge, we'll pass this out to others and hopefully other states to where this separation thing won't happen. And you go at it like that. And there's been plenty of times where we're sat down and worked out their issues. I don't see why, you know, the women on the MC set, this topic shouldn't be one of them. The other thing is, on the man's point of view, and you know, it's I see a lot of cats who join clubs just for the, excuse my French, for the booty. You know, that's what they know that they're gonna get some booty if they got on the vest. Come on, y'all all know, y'all all seen it, and it's true. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it like I said. It is
you
what
got
it is.
That right.
Okay.
But all right.
On the same token, these guys who fall victim to this type of you know, bitch assness, if you want to talk about a female and this, that, and the third. I mean, still to them, it's just your sister. It's just the other phase
right.
of your brother. It's just your sister. So you should treat it as such. And if you can't do that, I think that person should be talked to and explain to why it's so important to have it on both sides of the fence. You can't be this different this with this person and then this way with this person. Because what is that? The biggest word that we all know is discrimination. And you don't want to do that. Because that creates the separation, which brings the drama, which brings other nonsense that carries on to be something
exactly.
worse or whatever.
Absolutely.
So
now,
I
would like to do something because, let me see, hold on, hold that thought, okay? 646-261, you have been listening faithfully, and I would like to know, Hunter, would you like to say something? 646-261, would you like to speak?
Not yet. When I'm ready, I'll let you know.
Okay, whoever you are. When I'm ready,
okay.
I'll let you know. Okay, well, thank you, and thanks for calling. Anyway, let me see. 646-279. You're on the Hunter and Friends Show. Hello? No, I guess that's a silent listener. That's okay. He could tell the other listener what we were talking about. Anyway, so going
Fox,
forward
if
with
I
that
may.
One. Huh?
Hunter, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I ask Fox a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Fox, you know me very well. You know my character. I was very active. Do you know, as far as the MC world, and even personally, outside the MC world, or even personally, my character, what would you say I am, if I may ask you?
Well, as far
not
as I know, I don't.
Yourself.
Well, I mean, I'll answer the question. I have no problem. I've known you for some time now, and we've had interactions together. I fly up there. You know, of course, I'm from New York, but I fly up there. And we'll hang out and do this and do that. And the best way I can describe you, Vixen, is that mom that takes care of everything. In other words, and let me just probably elaborate a little bit on that, because I don't want anyone out there getting any wrong idea about moms.
Yeah.
You know, moms is, you know, your mom is nurturing, screwed up that word. Moms take care of the boys in the club. Meaning us, And moms, make sure everything is straight. You know that, and that's how I see your character as being. I've never seen you out of sorts. I've seen you. You know, you've been down like we all have at some point in time, but you bounce back and you continue to be, and was that mom in the club. So anything that we need is going further. When we got together, we did something. You were there to make sure things would happen, or you would get the help. One of us to make sure whatever it was you needed to get done. So as far estimates as my character is, I see you as that mom that you can go to and you know, get nursed.
Right.
And, you know, be
you
that
know,
person that takes care
do
of
you know me to be a troublemaker or a drama, somewhat drama or troublemaker?
Not in my lifetime of knowing you, no. I've never seen
That's
you talk bad about anybody. I've never seen you say anything bad about somebody in a club or outside of another club. I have heard you say, you know, hey, you know, I'm not feeling really too good today, or I'm not feeling, you know, the situation or whatever, this, that, and the third. And we would talk about that amongst brother and sister and move on. But towards anyone else, no, I have never seen you ever in my life since I've known you say anything bad about anybody.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. You know, that was out there. That's all. Just wanted to clarify stuff. That's all.
Okay.
I would like to state, and I'd like to make this statement, the Hunter and Franchelle. We are no way, any shape or form, bashing anyone. We are speaking on a subject that I find foul, ignorant, distasteful. I will not apologize for speaking about something that I feel that is foul, distasteful. It's repugnant to behave toward another human being the way a lot of people have been behaving toward one another. And I'm not just addressing my topic. I'm just addressing life in general. They say these are the days that we're near of the end. These are the days that you're near of your end. And the reason why you say that is because you're not living right. Because if you're living for God, we all know that God makes that judgment. Not us. And I just want to say to all of you, and I've called no one's name. I said formally, I don't call anybody's name. But if you know who you are, you know I'm speaking of you. Cut the bullshit out, because there is only one maker we have to answer to, and that's the Lord above. Regardless of what religion, we all have that faith to know what's right from wrong and do the right thing and just treat people really good. Hunter's not mad at you. I'm just going to pray for you. So going forward, and I just want to say that because, you know, some people had some issues. So I guess I got someone that's calling back on, that's calling on. Okay, hold on. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
What's good? Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the Hunt and Friend Show.
What's good? It's your cousin, Preacher.
Hi, Preach.
Hi, Preach. My cousin. No, she.
This is my cousin.
How are you? How's everybody?
I'm great. And I'm very pleased that my cousin's on the line. God bless you, cousin. So you hear the hot topic that's coming on, from which one do you would like to speak about? We're talking mainly about protocol and what falls under protocol, you know, the distrust in the MC, why women being bullied out of co-ed clubs, subliminal messaging. No one talks about that. And Facebook and idiots who think it's messages are for them. And do you know your MC protocol? So what do you want to talk about, Kevin?
Well, just basically the game itself, okay? Obviously, there's a lot of clubs that has been banded together, and they took what was I wouldn't say a culture, but a lifestyle. It was actually an organization close and similar to a lot of organizations that are in the world, which is the military. Businesses, the Masons, you know, it was a tight niche that was business and organized function. And that's the reason for protocol and bylaws, because there are rules to be a part of this. And your vest is your uniform. You know, you wear that uniform proudly and strong. It meant something. Mm-hmm. Today, there's a lot of clubs that just form together just to, you know, be part of the fad, so to speak. You know, and that's the reason why they don't recognize and understand love of self, you know, respecting the next club. They don't even know how to go about that. When I left, I actually looked out. I've been in the game 27 years. And I left Thanksgiving of 2014. And the reason why I left was because of that. You know, the protocols and bylaws was not respected. And the way clubs are going at each other, they were fighting. And these are not, you know, dominant clubs or anything. These are family-oriented clubs that were stealing people's bikes, you know, disrespecting other people's women. Stealing money, you know, that the club has put together, or you know, even material if it was to put school products together for back to school or whatever it was, you know, people were just doing foul things towards other clubs and even within their own clubs. So a lot of clubs are disbanded. You know, you don't see these clubs anymore. You know. So it's definitely a messed up situation, and the only way that you're going to fix it is people are going to have to literally go to their clubhouse or wherever they meet, and they got to do it twice a month. Once a month is not enough, but twice a month, and they literally have to get notebook and pen, and they got to sit down and write. You know,
that's what they have the secretary for.
Yeah, but that's what the secretary is for.
Right.
But how many people?
Let's let him talk, guys.
How many people literally in a group sit down and discuss, you know, what's really going on out there amongst each other?
I did back, you know, back in the days when I was with my team.
Right.
Right.
And that's what it was. And I respect that because you
But it's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore. Everything is freaking screwed up.
Let's let him speak.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
But that's correct, you know. And you know, that's right. It was done back in the day, you know, and that's what made your organization functional, you know, and this is what I'm saying now. That has to continue. It has to come back. You know what I'm saying? That schooling is always going to be a major function. Just like what was mentioned, the Bible tells you that. You know, we suffer for the lack of knowledge. So in order to obtain knowledge, we all got to sit down and we got to have a real meeting, a meeting where we take notes and we go over it, you know, again. It's not just, you know, okay, we're going to try to go out and represent other clubs so when we have our party, they'll come to our party. You know, that's not what it is. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. You're absolutely correct.
You know, if you were to discuss, you know, what do your colors mean? A lot of people couldn't tell you what
they
your
don't
colors
even
mean.
Know. They don't even know. But hold that thought. Area code 443-744, you're on.
That's me, Hunter. I'm sorry. I was trying to text you. That's me. Transfer phones. Yes. Hi, cousin. How are you? He sounds so fine.
That's my cousin.
How you doing?
You've been hiding your cousin, sounding like Luther. That's what's up. I was up in New York, and you didn't introduce me to your cousin. I feel some kind of way.
Well, you know what it was. No, you know what it was. He was going to do the bike blessing with you, but he was doing the bike blessing. He had another bike blessing. I double booked him. I always put him on just in case because I always hope he comes. But I double booked him, so
you keep
the brat. The brass needed them.
She's double booking them. She's double booking them. This horse. This horse is anointed. Believe me. Cousin, you are anointed. So, and I know you know that. I'm gonna go back to listen, but I wanted to share something with him. Like, it takes one to make a difference, and it makes two to make a change. You know, and each one teach one. And you need to get a little more visualized on this show and out here in this community. And the guy that's out there in Atlanta, I appreciate what you said as well. But the whole thing, it boils down, we got to get it together. Life is too short. We are getting old, not younger. And you were talking about how the ladies are being put out these clubs. The women's got a lot of power. They just got a lot to
yes,
use it.
Do.
Not between your legs. Not the power between your legs. The power that's between your two ears. If we get together and use our brains, setting our legs, you know, we can help change this community and make it a better place. Are you using them legs, or are you going to keep going just walking in and walking out?
Excuse me, can I interject a little bit? This is AJ.
Yeah.
Hi, yes, I just want to take my hat off to Preach because he touched on something so very important. You know, there are organizations out there that to this day we have not a clue what's going on inside their doors because they have rules, they have protocol. They sit down, just like he said, maybe once a month, once every 2 weeks, and they
right.
go over the rules. They go over the reason why
right.
they formed. They go over the dedication and the trust. And like he said,
right.
now, again, I'm on the outside looking in, but any organization that will last and that will remain, that will be strong, does that because they sit and they go over what's going on. And they talk about it, and they don't worry about what was lost because they're not losing anything. They're relating to their new members, the old members, like she just said, each one teach one. The old members have a lot of wealth of knowledge, and again, we have to share that, and I think in any organization, not just in your organization, in MC or the ladies, you have to meet, you have to support one another, and I think that's when an organization starts to fail is because they don't communicate, they don't trust, and the trust is lost
exactly.
because they don't talk, and that's just my 2 cents, guys.
Well,
right.
and then we got
right.
issues like
Beautiful.
This. You never know. You know, and I don't mean to cut you guys off, okay, Hunter again. In the law, the federal law, illegal wiretapping. That's why it's called illegal wiretapping. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to give everybody, if each one teach one, right? If you know someone that you don't really know that well that's calling you, asking you an off-the-wall question or want to have, hey, between me and you conversations, you hang up and you call them back because you never know who is tape recording your conversation. But I do know that we need to start making examples of people who do have this kind of behavior. We do need to make examples of people who have the behavior of being bullied. We do need to make examples of people that join clubs that don't know their protocol. We do need to make an example for people who do wrong and refuse to do right. I will not tolerate that in my life. So I want to say on that note, I see an interest. I see a great area code that I love and respect. 313-656, you're on the Hunter and Friend Show.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Candy. Hi, Hunter.
Hey, hi, Candy.
You are here.
Introduce yourself, I Candy. Preach. You have spoken to I Candy before, Preach.
Yeah, This is I Candy. I'm out of Detroit, national founder of my girl's family. I was just, kind of listening to the show, and I kind of agree with Preach and also with Fox on, I guess, the proper protocol. To me, it seems like it should be more enforced with rules. As far as people video recording people and getting them kicked out of clubs, I feel that's very childish. I never heard of anything like that before. Especially in MC world, I see that the MCs are very different from, you know, from New York, from Detroit. They still don't have those type of problems here. Most people understand. Could you hear me?
Okay.
No,
I'm leaving y'all. Y'all take care.
Love you.
Okay, baby. Thank you, Tab. Yes. Hello? Eye Candy. Go ahead, Eye Candy. Eye Candy? Yeah, we got her. Eye Candy. Hello?
Did you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay, I do apologize. Maybe it was my phone. Could you guys
That's
hear me
okay.
now? Okay,
yes,
yeah. What I was saying is that I do feel that, you know, like I see that the rules are a little different. I never heard of, you know, people recording and getting people kicked out of clubs, especially as far as MC. It seemed like the rules here are more enforced, where they would feel that that would be too childish for a man to get too much into he say, she say, you know, because they are men. You kind of get what I'm saying? For people to do
right.
that, like you said, it would be considered as a punk move, as a man to gossip
right.
like a female. That's
exactly.
not even what their
exactly.
colors represent as being a male
right.
club. I'm just overwhelmed with it because it's crazy. And like you said, as far as preset, you know, as far as, you know, seriously, like sitting down and understand the rules and proper protocols to anything that you do, you know. So maybe people should
right.
get more together into their craft. If they understood the craft more, then they'll understand what they're doing a little bit more instead of
mm-hmm.
using it for dating or just for a support thing. Okay, we're just going to put people in vests so we can
mm-hmm.
have more members to make our club look bigger. That's crazy. But
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to come in and say I think that that's kind of
well,
I just
well,
did
I
it different. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just
thank you.
Say, I love the Detroit Playgirls, and it was just an honor to go to Michigan and to be amongst you guys of all the hospitality that your ladies have. I to be honest with you, Eye Candy, I can tell no difference between your social club and your and MC. You guys were the same, actually. And I kind of want everybody to stay on because this person, I guess, wants to speak. Are you ready to speak now? 646-261?
Go ahead, speak up.
Hello? I guess not. They keep coming
Are you
line.
Ready to speak up?
That's no. The, hi, the Hunter and Friend Show. Well, I guess they're in the same place because you can hear the same background going on. I have
Hunter,
no idea.
Hunter, if I may, I've actually one specific member in an MC club, believe it or not, take down two members for recording the same, you know, doing the same thing. So it is something that is allowed and it shouldn't be allowed, but if you do it once and it's allowed and you get away with it and a member gets kicked
yeah.
out and you do it again, I mean, you know, then where does it fall on? Who does it
yeah.
fall on? Does it fall on the, you know,
yeah.
nationals? I mean, who does it fall on?
No, you're absolutely correct. Well, I see
it.
Well, you know what? Then it's up to the members to take.
What you want to do?
I don't know who's got in the background. I actually think that if that's the case, if a club is, in my personal opinion, and Eye Candy, you can tell me, Priest, you guys, and AJ and Vixen. In my opinion, if your club isn't going to do anything about it, then you need to go to the higher people above, which is the law. And do something about it. Like I said, we need to start making examples of people. A club is just a club, and people don't understand. People join the club for different reasons, but they join it for the camaraderie. And when that camaraderie
exactly.
starts getting personal and that fun, like remember, Preet? Are you on, cousin?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
I don't know who's in. Wait, hold on. I got to figure this out.
I have a
noise.
Question.
It sounds like
yeah.
it's traffic
Hello?
In the background.
Yeah, it sounds like traffic in the background. Yes, exactly.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a question. Within the protocol of these organizations, isn't there something written down that speaks to recording? I mean, if not, couldn't the president of that organization actually write it in or have it voted in?
You could.
That you
can
don't
have,
record
yes.
people?
Yes, in the MC world, we have something called bylaws. But in the bylaws, a lot of clubs, we used to go by the old bylaws, and a club would take the old bylaws and implement their new ones. So that could be added in. And I hope after listening to this that there are a lot of presidents and clubs and boards that will implement this. So we have 917-779. You're on. Would you like to speak? 917-779. you've been calling, so we like to see if you're pushing the one button. I guess not. But, you know, we're going to get this kind of thing because of the topics that we're talking about. And, again, you know, I would like to touch on subliminal messaging. Subliminal messaging is just what it is. It's subliminal. You take what you want out of it. If it don't apply, let it fly. So that's all I have to say about it. Hi, Candy.
Yes?
Go away from the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's going on in Detroit?
What you mean now?
Yeah, what's going on? Anything new? What are you doing? Guys, can you please mute your phone?
Yeah,
if you're not talking,
yeah.
Can you mute it?
Yeah, well, you know, November's coming up, Thanksgiving. We're doing our annual Battle of the Vest fundraiser, which is state to state, that we have every year to feed over 450 people for Thanksgiving, the homeless. So that's what we do have coming up next. Fifth year. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say kudos to you guys. I remember those beautiful jackets that looked like they were actually sleeping bags. And I thought that was amazing that you guys gave that out. I thought that was beautiful, you know. I just wanted to say, you guys, if you ever go to Detroit, please look up the Detroit Playgirls. Reach out to iCandy, reach out to me, Hunter, and you can you can hear these girls, not hear them, see them, I'm sorry, see them, meet them. I mean, they're a great networking tool. They show you love. The night that I arrived in Detroit, I can never forget this. And I can't be like, where are you? And we're calling back and forth to each other. And I remember it was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I think, when we got there finally. I was so hungry. And I'm looking, and she comes out with all these trays of food. I swear, you guys, I am not exaggerating. It was like being at what do you call it? A buffet.
Well, you know, that's good.
Well, I want to thank you for that hospitality. I really do. I really do. That was really nice. God bless you.
That hospitality goes with all in the way that you know, you run your club and back to, you know, protocol rules, because one thing for sure is that you have to have great hospitality, whether you're SC, MC, riders, motorsports, or whatever you may have on your back. That's the only people that can acknowledge what you represent. When people meet you, you know, you are what they see, your perception of what your presentation, I'm sorry, the presentation of you is what represents your whole club. You know, so that just goes back to having strength at the head of your club. And if the leaders, club as far as the nationals or the presidents, or, you know, like we have CEOs, you guys probably don't have those. But as far as the head of the club, if they had control over what was going on in their club, that would stop a lot of the BS that goes on, a lot of the recording and things like you guys are talking about, you know.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of from the head, because if the head allowed to happen, then that's what's going to happen. You have to be very stern and therefore all those type of things in the butt when you first see it.
Exactly.
Stern up.
Yeah. Miss Pat, you're on, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm back on my phone. I finally got into the house to a phone charge.
It's okay. 646-261, would you like to speak now?
Hunter,
Phil?
Yes.
Phil?
Hunter.
Okay. Yes.
Hello.
That's my baby right there.
What's
Hi.
Up? This is Group Home. How's everybody doing?
How are you, Group Home? We're great.
Good, good. I've been listening to the show, staying nice and quiet. There's one little thing I want to bring up. Loyalty.
There you go.
Loyalty.
Yeah.
If there's no loyalty in a club, there is no club.
That's right.
Okay. Loyalty
exactly.
starts from the head, the prez, the vice prez.
Mm.
If your president is garbage and he has no loyalty, he shouldn't be a president.
Right.
If he,
exactly.
your president is letting other people record your voices or record your conversations and don't reprimand them, there's a problem with that.
Absolutely.
It's a big problem, Group Home. I'd like to welcome you to the Hunter and Friends Show, Group Home. And you're
Thank
unbelievable.
You,
for those of you who do not
know
you, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Group Home. Formerly Wild Days.
There you
formerly
go.
Formerly Wild Days for 18 years. I got kicked out the club for no loyalty.
My brother right there.
Goodness.
That's my
no
brother.
Loyalty.
No loyalty.
That's my brother.
No loyalty to a member for 18 years in a club that gave his heart and soul to the club.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Okay.
But you know, that should be, that's not part of protocol. Loyalty is within your soul, and that's what makes you a part of the brotherhood. And the sisterhood is the loyalty. The loyalty is the glue. That's the part of, that's the part of the club that is here.
Now, the way I look at it, the way I look at it, if there's no loyalty, there's no brotherhood. I die for my brothers. I ride for my brothers. I'll kill for my brothers. I'll get my ass whooped for my brothers. That's loyalty.
That's right. Now, let me ask you. Now, you know, you're absolutely correct on that, Nicole. And, you know, we work hard in these clubs because, you know, we want everyone to prosper. We mainly do it for the community. And people come into clubs with different agendas. And I really feel a lot of prisoners come in with chips on their shoulder. You know what I really, let me share something with you guys. Everybody listen, right? This is Hunter. All right. So you know that vest is magical? And I want to touch on the magical vest. You could be the ugliest president in the world. Buck tall, short, fat, skinny, tall, giraffe, black, white skin, no teeth. Well, you know, it don't matter. But you put a president's vest on, and that would magically give you some P-U-S-S-Y. But when you go home to your wife and you put that on your significant other and you take that vest off, you become nobody again. So some people gravitate to the vest because that's all that they have. That vest is a boost of morale. But let me tell you what the kicker is. Y'all ready? If the cow came back and seen how the person looked, that actually looked, that was wearing the vest, that cow would come back and kick them in the ass and say, give me back my skin. So I want to leave y'all with that one. So Groupon, so what
yes,
else
ma'am.
You want to touch on the topics? What about subliminal messages? We write things on Facebook that
not at all. I don't put none on Facebook. The cops.
No,
the
not
feds,
you. But I mean, what do you feel about that? That people do that.
It's wrong. You shouldn't do it. It's none of my business what's going on in your life or what's going on with your baby daddy and how many times he cheated. It has nothing to do with me. I don't care. If your baby daddy cheated on you, cheat on him with me. Hunter, I'm in love with you. Your baby daddy cheated on you? Come on. He's with the other girl right now. You should come with me.
Oh, my God.
Hunter, I told you the other day what I'm good for. That's all I'm good for.
Oh,
you
my
remember
God.
What I told you the other day what I'm good for?
Yes,
that's all
I
I'm
do.
Good for.
No,
there you go.
That's all you good. Hold on. I want to get one more caller. 212-920.
Oh, my God.
The Hunter and Friend Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, this is Persia Love. And I just want to give a shout out to all the MCs worldwide. However, I've been listening and I do want to discuss the recording issue. I am not in any club. However, I would like to join a club, but recording business has scared me. Because I would think that if I join a brotherhood or a sisterhood of MCs and there are presidents and vice presidents, and all of these people empowered, that the organization itself should be loyal, and I agree with Group Home, but also respectful. And I don't hear a lot of that in these recordings that supposedly, allegedly took place or didn't take place. I would think that any group or crew or regardless of what they do, whether it be business or just MCing, best members enough not to do any buffoonery like that. So to me, and to future and youth that are thinking about joining clubs or even romanticizing the idea, that sort of freaks anyone that's never been in a crew of MCs like that, that freaks them out.
Yeah.
And that should not be allowed. And you're right, Hunter. It should be in writing.
It should be in writing. It really should be in writing. And you know,
it's
you know,
scary.
I have to say, That's right. You're absolutely correct.
And after all
scary.
The trials and tribulations of the beatdown that happened in Washington Heights with the
mm-hmm.
the people that crashed into the crews and they beat the family up or whatever the case is, you don't need any more negative stigma to a motorcycle cruise.
Exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Clean it up.
We should be
so
banding
that other
together.
People can join. Stop beating the bitch ass has to stop. It should not even be allowed. If any of that recording business, there needs to be communication amongst the top echelon of the crew so that if that buffoonery is going on, people are removed permanently and disgracefully.
Permanently. That's right. That's
and on and a blackboard. Make sure that they never go in any school, in any city, because that's not right.
Blackmore. Mhm. Exactly. You
this
know
is
I'm
coming
say,
from a new
cannot...
writer.
That's right.
This is
that's
coming
right.
from
I must
someone
say...
new who would like to join.
Oh, that would like to join. Well, thank you. Thank you for your advice. And you're absolutely correct. We need to set more examples so people can want to join and instead of saying, you know, I don't want to join. And this is why there's so the amount of independent riders have risen because a lot of clubs have not been fitting the bill as being stand-up clubs, you know.
Right.
And that's really sad. Groupon, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. And I want to say this to all of you.
Perjola.
Perjola. Yeah, Perjola. I just want to say this to all of you. Loyalty is the glue of any family. And I've been around for a long time, as Big Fox would say he was, and Chop and Miss Fat. You know, we've been around a long time. And I must say, in the old days, you would catch a royal beat down. Your ass would be beaten out of your colors if they ever
found anybody.
Bring
that back, girl. They need
anybody.
To bring that back.
Did not be in
well,
the
see,
club.
Jay, but see, this is where it needs to stop. I hear a young lady say
mm-hmm.
it needs to come back. The beating stuff needs to stop. You know, it needs to stop. The violence stuff needs to stop. How we provoke nonviolence, I understand what y'all are saying, right? But you know what? The
right.
people that's doing that, just put them out. We ain't got to beat nobody.
True.
That's what's wrong with this community. Everybody want
right.
to beat somebody. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
Beat our children out here acting like they don't know what they
no,
doing.
No, you're absolutely
you know
correct.
What I mean?
But, Ms. Pat, what I'm saying is not to promote violence. What I'm saying is back in the day, that would have happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You do not ever, ever cross your brother. You do not ever
write
do that.
Your password down.
You know, you don't do that. You won't even do that in your own family. When you do it in your own family, you are ostracized. You know, Ms.
Hunter,
Pat,
could I say something?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry. I'm a lover, not a fighter, just to let you know.
Oh, I know you are.
Okay? So I would never
no,
fight with you. I would give you love.
Yeah,
you
see, that's
love
where we need
home.
To this is where we need to flip the script at. People don't understand that what's really going on in this world today. Right? We out here fighting
all
and
right,
hurting each
little
other. You know, we need to start to showing the love. You know what I mean? Some people don't know what love is. They don't know what being loyal is, what having a friend is. You know what I mean? Because a friend do something wrong, you give them up. No. You know, I've had people cross me millions of times. You know what? And I'm still there for them. You know, that's the love of God.
You know,
we got to change. We got
to
change,
man.
Well, you
know,
change is all of us.
They say keep your enemies closer, and I don't believe in that. My father always told me, you keep your enemies as far away as you way away from you as you can. You would never want to. You would never want to break bread with the devil. You would always
right.
want to wake up to God, and that's how I see it. So I keep my enemies really far away. I really do.
Well, you know,
I
saw somebody put on Facebook, God, get the people that's hurting me away, and he realized that he was his friends is ones that's hurting him. You know, because I'm gonna tell you, love is so powerful. It overpowers the rulers of people. You got the devil is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And we just gotta just show love.
Yes,
that's it. Just show love.
I know
you're
not hurting
my you know
what?
That's
you
my daughter.
Absolutely.
My
correct.
I'm sorry. That's my daughter and my son, y'all. I'm sorry.
I would like to share with you guys. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you how you will be disturbed by the disturbance, which is Satan. I will go into church, get out of church, and my phone will ring. Satan's on the phone coming at me. It doesn't matter which form he comes in. He's coming. So what you have to do is you have to be strong within your faith. And if you don't have one, you better get one, because that's the foundation
that's, right.
that's going to help you live your life right. And I'm not for it. And I wanted to say I don't offend anybody on this show at all. I throw no one under the bus. If anything, I hope I picked you up to help you make yourself a better person and do right by those who actually probably loved you. But you wouldn't know that because you're so busy being part of the disturbance. The devil picks the weakest vessel to come through. I'm telling you. So anybody
I'm
going to
say this, right? Yeah, well, I want to say this. You know what? I'm dealing with the police department on how to stop the violence and to mess this up. I want y'all to know 95% of people who's being killed are being killed by somebody they know.
Yeah.
And they used to be friends. Now they're enemies, so now they want to kill one another. How do you think God feels? He gave us life. He told us to take care of animals and everybody else loved our neighbor. He never
right.
told us to take somebody else's life.
No.
And that's what we're doing
no.
today. So all he wants to do is to show love to one another, be there for one another. I know they don't like me. I don't care if they like me or not. I'm going to do God's will, not man.
Yeah.
No, he didn't
and
like
that's
me.
What's wrong with this MC community.
Did not like
I don't like her
right.
because she this or she that. God made each one of us different, gave us different talents, and
yes.
we need to find out what our talents are and use them. Somebody's got to be the head. Somebody's got to be the arm. Somebody's got to
mm-hmm.
be the leg. Somebody got to be the toe. It's a body that's created in this MC community, and we have to do what's right for it to change. If we don't do what's right for it to change, it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Now,
I love you all.
You're absolutely correct.
I love you all.
Amen.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet.
Amen.
I love you all.
Like,
just keep me in prayer because I'm going through some storms, right?
Well.
But I'm not going to sit
yeah.
there and hurt somebody else because I'm hurting. I'm going to pray
right.
that this hurt remove itself
praise
from me so I can continue to
exactly.
show love.
Exactly. Amen to that, Ms. Pat. Group home, you're back on. I say I'm talking
yes.
about NC. I'm talking about protocol. We talk about faith, but, you know, we talk about bylaws. But you know what we're forgetting, Ms. Pat, everybody?
What?
We're forgetting God's protocol. He gave us 10 commandments to live by, you know? And,
right.
and are we living by them? I'm not preaching. But I just have to put that out there. We so wrapped up in the club. Did you ever think that the reason why this is that we can miss what God's real gift is to us, which is life, good health, and loving one another? So I must say to all those who do find that in their heart to be a disturbance and bring about situations like this, that we have to talk and discuss about loyalty, protocol, subliminal messaging, writing on Facebook, and all this other stuff, you know, it's what makes my show. It's a topic, and we talk about it. But to me, we all need to focus on God, because if we do, we wouldn't have these things that we need to bring to light. We would be talking about, like my cousin Preach always talks about, and that's bringing back the fun in MC, bringing back the fun in our lives. When we're happy, the winter's coming, right? So the winter's coming. So now we want to pay attention to our family. Now you want to pay attention to your daughter. Now you want to pay attention to your wife. Now you want to cook for your husband. But before, being on those tools was number one. No. Listen, I don't ride alone. I ride with God. And what God gives me, I will take care of first. And I'm very blessed to say, to have this show. I'm very blessed to have all of you here. And I thank you so much for supporting me, loving me, Ms. Pat Dixon, AJ, my cousin Preach, Eye Candy. I love you guys. Chops, I love you so much. Big Fox. Group home, you sexy thing.
You can love me a little bit more. You can love me a little bit more.
With that big black truck.
You like that.
I did.
So good.
You could see. I could show you the back seat. The back seats are pretty big.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you are hot, man.
Keep going.
Listen, group home, I don't mean to stray away from it, but I'm telling you, I'm a top. All right.
Yeah, it's all good. I'll be the bottom. Listen, listen, this is in all seriousness. I don't know if you guys, I know everybody knows Crazy Pistons. A friend of mine passed away. Steve passed away from Crazy Pistons last week on a motorcycle. He had a heart attack.
Yes.
And yesterday was his wake, and today was his funeral. I just want to say rest in peace, Steve. You'll be, you know, you'll be greatly missed.
I want to say
wow.
Because
you're in pain,
I want to say,
just give it a shot. Now, Hunter.
Yes.
What are we doing tonight?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what's going on tonight. Let me pull that up. I know
Atlantic
AJ
City
has something going on. AJ's got a party going on in 4040 Club tonight. Everyone, welcome down. Come on. It's her birthday. It's her. What's out?
25th and Broadway.
Oh, it's on 25th and Broadway. I thought you were saying you're 25.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, you are 25. Okay. It's her 25th birthday party. Hey,
it's
dear, the single MCs out there. Okay. She said it's her 21st.
My 21st.
She said if you're 25th, it's her 21st. So that's going on from 25th and Broadway tonight at 9 p.m. I just know, wanted to say to all of you, you know, I'm in this movie, Frank Chase, in the Streets of Harlem. I want to give a shout out to Michael, the creator of Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem, to Rhonda, to the whole cast, all of you. We got a spanking cast coming out. I can't reveal it, but we do, and it's going to be hot. And you're going to see Hunter out there doing what she does.
Out there.
Out there. I want to just, you know, I just want to thank all of you, man. It's called the Hunter and Friends Show, and I'm here with my friends, and it's so nice. And one day I'm gonna move all these motorcycles here at Yamaha, and we're gonna have a round couch, and we're gonna go to Bob's Discount and go get it. You know, pretty cool over there. And then not to plug them, but we are. And then we'll just sit here and we'll chat. I think that would be great. But don't forget, come on down to 399 Huguenot Street to Wheel Sports Center. See Joey, Anna, or Frankie, and Nancy and Park, and down in service, Cecilia and Carlos. Anybody have any shout-outs they want to give? And anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up?
I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Vicky.
Oh,
she's the best.
Thank you.
She's helping me not only with the Motorcycle MC Club, but she's also helping me with my physical problems and my mental problems. Thank you. I love you. My mental problem is not bad either. It's just I'm in love with Hunter and she don't want me. That's all right.
He's going to blame me.
That's not like
me. Yo, when Group Home first seen me, he just looked. I got out the car. He was like, whoa. I didn't know if I was in love or bad.
It's a shame. It's a shame. I'm a little guy and she's a big girl, but it's all right. Big girls need love too.
But it's all right. You're so funny. Reminds me of Little Man. Little Man's like, oh, my Amazon.
I'm so in love.
You're a mess.
You girls have a blessed one.
Thank you.
You guys have a blessed one, and thank you for having me on the radio.
Thank you for being on the show.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
We have one more caller. Hold on. Holy Ron, 917-662.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my queen. How are you?
Oh, good evening, Bobby. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? You want to give your opinion on anything, any topics before we end the show?
Hunter, who's that?
That's fine. Huh?
That again?
Do you want to give your opinion on anything, any topics from the show?
I actually didn't get a chance to hear the whole show. I'm actually catching it in
half. Do you hear this?
Yes.
Well,
you know what? She reminds me of the man in the Bible. When harvest time came in, he came at the end of the show. But still, he came in. So I love you. And we were talking about people recording people
you know, uses against them in the club.
Oh, okay. I'm going in bad service area. I'm about to lose service. So.
No comment.
Exactly. Well, thanks for calling the show.
Not a problem.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.
This show got really good towards the end. I just want everybody to know that AJ is now single, so there's a party going on tonight. So all you MCs and the ladies, come on to New York.
The end. Well, thanks, AJ. All right, AJ, no problem.
For me,
we're putting our status here now?
Yo, but you know what?
Vixen
is?
See you tonight.
AJ show coming up. But wait.
You,
how could she even talk
I'll see
for
you
her
tonight.
First time? All right, bye, AJ.
Bye. Look at her. We got really good toward the end. Her ass, every time she stood next to me, she was echoing. I'm like, go away, AJ. And she has to go on the other side of the board. She missed the whole damn show. But anyway, group home. Oh, we lost group home. I just want to, anybody want to give a shout out to anybody? I just want to thank you all for coming on the show. God bless you, Miss Pat. I love you immensely. You are my mentor, Miss Pat. I just can't say enough about you and Vixen, you know, the loyalty and the love that you guys have given me. I can be shout out to you. To my cousin.
Thank you.
Preach. I love you so much, Preach. I love my cousin with all my heart.
Love you too. Yeah.
Persia, thank you for calling in. I love you too. I'm like right now my heart is full, but it's only full because I feel so loved. I just want to say to DJ Champ, I pray for your soul and that God now holds you and shows you who he really is. I'm going to keep it real. We did not get along together, DJ Champ, and I was hoping that you did change your life. I don't speak negatively towards you, but I just pray for your soul and your children. He has some beautiful kids. He had a beautiful mom who helped him with his kids. He did love being a dad, and I remember that about Champ, and he was friends with Nez. I just want to say that, just God bless you all. Preach, man, I need a hug from my cousin. My cousin is a glue. My cousin is you don't even, yo, Vixen, you don't even know. My cousin is, yo, when I see him, he's one of those cousins that be like, I be like,
Aww.
Aww. No, he's not single. See ya. I'm hearing over here. Is he single?
What is
one of those cousins?
What is the status going on here?
Oh,
he's got that voice. Listen to him laugh.
He said they got that voice.
You hear him on that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
His
Hunter.
Yes.
Hunter. Joey who?
Yeah, right.
He's
elegant.
He
it's my cousin, but he knows he's sexy. You know that, right, please? I'm showing my cousin. The button. So you wanna lead us in prayer, please, out of this one?
Yeah, I will, surely.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Please,
pray
for us.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
Lord have mercy.
Oh,
I got a mute
my phone.
Yeah, mute.
Okay.
Mute your phone. Mute
your phone. Vixen. Jesus Christ.
Please, God, maybe
you
can't.
Wait, me, Donna. He sounded like Barry White, right?
I don't know if I should keep walking or if I should just lay in a bed. You can hear the right face.
You hear? Okay.
I'm here.
All right, guys. Let's pray.
All right. Father God, I want to thank you for allowing us to be together as a family, even though it's on the internet and voice television, radio, even if it's through the circuits. Wherever we are, Lord, we are together. Our hearts is what's more important than anything more. We have spoken about loving each other. We've spoken about coming together as a family. We have spoken, Lord God, about all things. We give all you grace. We give it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for our brother, DJ Champ, who has been risen into your kingdom. We love you, Lord. We love you with all our hearts and all our minds and our souls. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us where we fall short. Bless us, increase our strength. We thank you for all who has called in and those who has tried. We ask you, Lord God, to go into the clubs and change it, make it back to the way it used to be, a family. We ask you, Lord God, please bless those down in South Carolina who have experienced serious rain, who has lost their homes, even lost their lives. A lot of things has been happening all around this world. And we ask you, Lord God, to please just have mercy on all of us. We thank you for our lives, and we thank you for those in the past, the best things that you're doing right now, and things that you will do to come. These things, Lord, we give you all grace and praise in your name. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Cousin, that was a beautiful prayer, and I'm glad you prayed for our family down in South Carolina. And I would like to put this out there. Vix and I are doing a candy drive. If any those of you in the MC, if you have any candy, we're trying to make 41 kids happy that are been displaced from domestic violence. If you could please help us and come and drop some candy by, or get in touch with myself or Vixen, or drop it by here at Yamaha at 399 Huguenot Street. We are trying to make Halloween happen for kids of domestic violence. I just want to say God bless you all, and please stay safe and be a good person. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.